Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Troubled in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Eat news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
So there is so much more coming out today on this crazy college scandal scheme craziness.
Put
so
in my veins.
I am just going to give you everything that is just sort of was bombarded on online this morning.
Now, this is facets. This is us just loving it, but there's no, I mean,
it affects almost none of us.
I'm trying to think how outraged I am. I'm always just pissing my own parents. Like, there's no way Dad would have cut a check for me, and well, I never even took the SATs.
That's the thing. For you, you have to be so deeply heartbroken that no one would ever go to these lengths for you.
I'm one of the few people I know who's never taken the SATs.
I didn't either.
You went to college.
Because in the University of Kansas, if you're a Kansas resident, you are admitted to the school.
Even if you're dope?
Yep.
Wow.
Same thing with Ohio.
Really?
Ohio State. Well, back in the day, they're like, we got to take
it. Did you have a special dopey entrance? Like, welcome,
kinda.
Idiots. Come down.
Welcome, buffoons.
Honestly, I really...
Hire door jams for the dunce cap. You got to accommodate that dunce
it's
cap.
It's a cutout triangle.
Yeah, it's a triangle cutout.
Right. I will tell you personally, socially and emotionally, I didn't think I was ready to go off to college. I just wasn't. Uh-huh. And a lot of people I knew didn't go. And I thought, you know what? I can go a half hour away. I can try this and make this work. And I loved it. But yeah, I wasn't the kid that was like, oh my God, I want to go to, you know, Berkeley and I don't have the grade. I just wasn't ready for all of that.
But you have to graduate high school.
Yes.
And other than that, you have to carry some kind
probably
of GPA, right?
Probably.
I mean, I wasn't a moron. I knew I didn't have to take it. How dare you?
All right.
This scam is the craziest thing ever.
I'm loving it.
It's the craziest thing ever.
I have facets of this story that are you just strap in because I have like three pages of this. So TMZ, first of all, reports that Felicity Huffman knew she was a target of the federal investigation in the bribery scandal. But she had no idea that seven federal agents would show up at her door Tuesday morning with their guns drawn. Sources familiar with the arrest told TMZ that seven FBI agents showed
Roger
up.
Roger Stone's got to feel a lot better.
Yep,
right now.
At Hollywood Hills, 6 a.m., weapons out.
This thing where we have to do it in the pre-dawn hours or whatever,
and
we have to all show up with our Uzis. Like, it really? Well, we got to. It's a show. Well, there's two things they go, well, listen, we have one standard mode for showing up at people's house, and that's full raid on fucking Entebbe. And it's like, you got a middle-aged actress. Could you dial it in a little bit? It's like, no, we have raid on Entebbe. Well, we have Hueys in the air. We have Marines sliding down zip cords. It's like, why don't you tailor make it for every suspect so that we would have a little nuanced difference between the Science of the Lambs guy who had the pit with the senator's daughter in it and then the middle-aged actress the Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
Can we do...
With William H. Macy and two daughters sleeping.
Why don't we do that?
That'd be nice.
We're allowed to do that. Can we not do that?
Well, no, the
you
FBI...
You gotta go full on Entebbe.
Full Entebbe. Well,
I want Frogman in the pool.
I think they know what a badass William H. Macy is.
They did say that it's up to the FBI's discretion.
This is my whole point. Like, when you go, what do you want to do? And they go, well, let's go full raid on Entebbe. Let's get the flak jacket and the grenade launcher.
So they took her to a federal building where she was processed by marshals. The indictment claims...
Also, don't we know where you live? Like, couldn't we send you a summons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you going to start a new life in Mexico? Like, hey, where? Start building the El Chapo tunnel. I'm getting plastic surgery. I'm going over there. I'm going to be the star of Univision. I got my Berlitz taped. Let's go.
Telemundo.
Get the mask. Get the duffel bag. Get Kardashian and get AC in the Bronco and let's go. Like, we know where you live.
Yeah. It shouldn't
come
be
on
this.
In and surrender yourself.
Yeah. Well, so because this happened to Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin got wind of this, you know, from Aunt Becky from Full House.
Also, why do I even need you to surrender yourself? Like, this was a transaction. I'll send a few guys by at noon, make up a pot of coffee, and they're going to take some notes. Like, we want to know what
you... And they're going to tell you, we're on to you, you're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's it.
Oh, no. This goes way deeper. So then Lori Loughlin ended up turning herself in Wednesday morning because she was lucky enough to be shooting in Vancouver when they swatted her house and pulled her husband out of the house. And she said, I'll be there. I'll come in. I'll come in on my own. So now Lori's husband, Felicity, both out on bail. Now, about this guy, about this ringleader, his name is William Rick Singer, and he's basically the guy behind this $25 million college scheme that has worked with more than 750 families.
Okay, so that's my question. Why is everyone, I understand the salacious part of
because
the celebrities.
It's the Robert Kraft whip into a frenzy.
Yeah, focusing on Lori Loughlin and, and Felicity Huffman, but like, there's... Well, to your point, Michael, there's probably a lot more, like, you know, CEOs
there
and
are.
Just rich people and just a lot
there's
more.
And
tons.
Singer himself will get into that in a moment. But he pleaded guilty in a Boston federal court to racketeering, money laundering, conspiracy and obstruction of justice. He said on a phone recording to the FBI.
Racketeering. I'm filing it under casualty and garnishing your wages for something that sounds cool. I'm a racketeer. He's the king of the handball. The court's king of the racquetball. Like, nobody.
Are you a raconteur? Are you a
racketeer?
Conversationalist?
I can be about my racketeer.
You want me to serve? Or you want to serve? You want a volley for serve?
I haven't played tennis.
Racketeer.
Decades.
Sounds like a sort of part three musketeer.
Yeah.
And
Mouseketeer.
Yeah. It's something.
Marvel's the racketeer.
Yeah.
It's very swashbuckling.
It's better than it is.
It is.
I shouldn't be here. I'm a racketeer. Let me out of this cell.
He facilitated a side door to admission for 761 people.
Jesus.
He's 58. He faces a maximum of 65 years if convicted. But I think he might be very ego-driven because he said, I am absolutely responsible for this. I put everything in place. I put all people in place and made the payments directly. He's taking full responsibility, but it does kind of seem very, very showboaty. Yeah. So there's more, and we kind of went into that yesterday. But now here's something else that showed up on TMZ today. TMZ just posted a video of Singer, who pulled all the strings in this massive case, auditioning for his own reality show back in 2010, a reality show on the pressures of family trying to get their kid into colleges. So he's been doing this for a while. TMZ obtained the audition tape, which was shot by a production company, submitted to a network. It was never sold. Nobody was into it. As TMZ reported, Singer copped a plea. You know, he faces all these charges. This is a 2.5-minute video. I'm just going to let you watch until you're sick of it because it's pretty entertaining.
Is there such a thing as these two actresses and nobody else in the community? I feel like everything...
For 760 families, that's a long shot.
I feel like there has to be other notable people
because
in
this
group. Because
I think everybody is terrified now in this community.
How did these two names... Did they release all 761 names?
No.
I was going to say, because that's insane that no other name would be notable in some other aspect of business or something.
Right. And there's a little bit more, but like say and remember when you asked specifically about how they were getting in as athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So I read another article that said there's a lot of photoshopping. There's a lot of staged photos. They allege that Lori Loughlin's daughter was going to take fake pictures as the coxswain for the crew team at the LA Mariners Club or whatever. They photoshop people's faces onto different athletes' bodies.
That's brazen too, because Lori Loughlin's daughter is kind of well known.
Yeah, like she's
like
a YouTube
sensation. Like a YouTube star. She's like an influencer.
Well, at a certain point, isn't it less trouble just to join the goddamn crew team? When you start we had to go in front of a cyclorama that we rented from. We went onto the Disney lot in Tampa.
All over my body.
Yeah, I was suspended with cables.
We had a green screen. We hired industrial light and magic.
Or you just join the goddamn crew team.
Earns a crew scholarship.
I saw some kid today had his head photoshopped on a pole vaulter.
Yes, exactly.
Like, what happens when you show up? You guys might have got into this yesterday, but it's like, what happens when you show up and it's first day of pole vaulting?
Well, that
practice?
Was part of the problem. and they're claiming, and I guess I get it. I mean, you watch enough TV or you know a certain type of person. Most of these kids didn't know this was happening. When it was just about changing their grades later, that was on the parents.
That's my thought. To your point about Adam about like how much trouble is this worth? Like at a certain point, it's just all about the parents. Like
yeah.
the kid doesn't care if they go to Yale or whatever. Mm. It's like the parent. It matters to the guy in business. Like my son's going to Stanford.
I'm thinking about my own scholastic career and my parents and what possible tampering could have happened, but. Since my grades were so low, they could have only lowered them. So not. Remember, I started the show by saying, "Why was I such a bad student? I'm so bright."
Maybe you were such a bad student.
I think my parents may have rounded down.
Yeah, they were down rounders.
Jim Carroll, I did see him snooping around the school at lunch one day, and I was very suspicious.
Getting chummy with the dean.
Yeah,
I believe Adam got a D on this paper.
Looks like a B to me, Mr. Carroll.
It has an envelope. That's a D.
Jesus, sounds like heavy change in here, Mr. Carolla. Those are mostly quarters.
Indeed.
Well, did you indeed with a indeed? Yes, I'll turn that indeed into a D. Thank you very much. By the way, tell the missus the Brownies were delightful at the open house.
Mm-hmm. So check out this audition tape. I mean, again, we can watch as much as we want, but this was he's been doing this for quite some time.
This is a game. Just realize that this is a game. The things that I see on a daily basis are amazing what's going on in people's homes across the country. My name is Rick Singer. My job is to life coach kids and families through the whole process of getting into college. It's unbelievable. It is so competitive to get your kid into school today. Everybody loves their children, but they don't like them every day. And mom and dad are over here just stressed out. We want it done now. This is how you do it. This is who I want you to see. And the kids are like, whoa, this is my life. This process brings out all the good and a lot of the bad that goes on in families' homes.
He's not going to do well in the joint.
Absolutely. No. Saturday night, it's an amazing night. Why? Because mom and dad go to a dinner party. They hear about every kid who's doing, getting into this school, going to this summer program, doing this, doing that. Sunday morning, my phone rings off the hook. Why? How come we're not doing this? I heard this kid has a 3.4 and they're going to get into Harvard. How come we're not doing this and that? They're out of control. They wake up their kid at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning saying, come on, we got to go.
All right, I've seen enough.
Yeah, he talks about how he's constantly being flown around on private jets and settling family disputes, and I guess he just found a way to make a better mousetrap.
My list of guys I can't hang with, guys that explain things or games that aren't games. Like if you say basketball's a game, I'm with you. I go, dating? It's one big game. It's just a game. It's a game, and you got to play it right. Like,
there's rules to the game.
Getting into Brown or Yale, that's a game, and you got to play that game. Like, those guys always bother me because they're sort of doing a thing which is, I know more than you because it's a game, and you don't know it's a game.
Right.
You're taking it seriously. But
yeah, but it's a game.
And it's kind of cousin to the other guy you hate of, he's going to screw you. You try and screw him first.
Get him.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great movie someday.
It's going to be a TV movie. It's not going to be a blockbuster, is it?
It's going to be a Lifetime miniseries,
If I, Tonya was a blockbuster, this has potential.
Is he the new Jordan Belfort?
That's going to be a great Leonardo DiCaprio character.
Yeah.
I would love to. It's going to be fun to see who comes out on this. And it's perfect timing because we're so into the haves and the have-nots. And you're using your power
half
and your wealth,
dollars.
And this is how it
this
works.
Is, this is Molly's game. You know what I mean? This is essentially Molly's game.
It's great movie.
It's
perfect. But at least Molly's game was rich people gambling their own thing away. Like, I'm weird with the law. Like, I'm not interested in her. I'm not interested in these people. But this is – we have a theme, and the theme is these have-nots over here can't get ahead because these folks who have everything are hoarding everything, and they're rigging the system.
Yeah.
And everyone is like, yeah, or you could just get to work and shut up. And now it's like, we have proof. They're rigging it.
Yep.
I had the same thought as you about what are they in trouble for? The Felicity Huffmans and the Lori Loughlins of the world. What are they actually in trouble for? I heard a story that they would part of the machinations of this of their scams was they would make these outlandish charitable contributions that were
foundation.
De facto payments, and then they would write off these non-charitable as charitable.
So there's
some sort of fraud there.
And the human fund on Seinfeld, where that money was going, was to the coaches.
And
to the
deans, a de facto payment.
Better.
It's conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud.
The other thing, too, is the modality of which your travel, that your payment traveled? I'm not that interested. Like, well, this person's in trouble. Why? Because they put it in the mail. It's like, okay, so if they use a carrier pigeon, it'd be no problemo.
Pigeon
like,
fraud.
No, once they drop it in the mail, it's a federal crime.
Federal offense.
Now the RICO Act kicks in. And it's like
crazy.
Because they put it in an envelope. Like, oh no, now we got a serious issue.
Use one forever stamp?
This affects parts of Canada now. And it's like, why? Well, they put it in the mail because once it goes in the mail, I'm like, okay, I'm a little more of what they did, not how they got the message across.
I used to be on this show, World's Dumbest, right? World's Dumbest Criminals. Right. And they had security tape of this guy trying to break into a stamp machine. He broke into the stamp machine and got like $1.25 in quarters. But because it was a stamp machine,
federal crime.
It was like,
right.
That's good stuff.
So the candy machine or the vending machine with the soda pop in it, should we draw such a wild distinction between him getting a Fresca or him getting stamps? But oh no, now we got the feds. And it's like, okay, why are we doing this? Much like the guy showing up at the house with the assault rifles. Like, I don't know. I feel like we could figure out what they did wrong and punish them, but it doesn't matter that they dropped it in the mail.
Hot tip to all of the convenience store workers listening, all the gas station owners listening. If you're being robbed, right, put all the money in the bag. Give me a throw in a few stamps. You get the feds involved.
Great idea.
You get that
commemorative Elvis stamps.
Yeah, the local cops are gonna hands off. Yeah.
Have a combo hat stamp dispenser.
Yeah.
You have to wear that every day to work.
I want to do a TV show called Waiting for a Bus on the same bench. Mm-hmm. And we get the professor who was at the convention who said third floor ladies lingerie, and he got fired from his job. And then we have Ray Rice, and they sit next to each other and they go, what happened? Trouble in an elevator. What'd you do? Oh man,
don't get me started. I should say it.
I punched out my gal. And so we put them next to each other, right?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to tell you who my next episode is. You got to tell me Felicity Huffman's daughter's name or Lori Loughlin's daughter's name.
Oh, daughter Olivia Jade.
We'll figure that out.
That is her. I mean,
I have no idea.
Super
name,
creepy
yes.
for you to know. First, I'll tell you about TrueCar. So if you're waiting for that bus, maybe you need TrueCar.
I spent about 4.5 hours watching her videos yesterday.
So.
TrueCar, 60 seconds. That's how long this commercial is going to last. What else can you do in 60 seconds? You can get an offer on your car. Just go to TrueCar. Use your smartphone or your computer. Enter your license plate number and watch your car details pop up. Answer a few quick questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from your local True Car certified dealer. Then bring your car in. They'll check it out. You can do it together. Ask questions, get answers. No surprises. Then you leave it or you can trade it in. Or you can get a new car, or you can get a used car, or you can walk out of there with cash. So, when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, you check out TrueCar today. Olivia Jade Gianelli. Yeah. She's on the bench. She's sitting on that bench. She's been booted out of USC.
I think, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sitting next to her. Member of the Duke lacrosse team. What happened? I got booted out of school. Why'd you get booted out of school? My celebrity mom greased a palm. What'd you do? I was accused of rape by an insane woman who committed suicide later. Shot her boyfriend and a DA who was literally put a target on my back and ruined and ran us all out, ruined my life.
I pretended to be a coxswain.
Yeah.
Same.
But yet we ended up on the same bench, didn't
we? Here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah. My family lost everything to pay for my defense. How about you? My mom's in a Lifetime movie.
We're going to be okay.
All right, what else?
All right, this is breaking as of Wednesday. Fox News reports that President Trump said the FAA will announce the grounding of two Boeing 737 MAX jets, one model of which was involved in a fatal Ethiopian Airlines crash, killed 157 people.
Wasn't that Travolta's kid's name, MAX jet?
77.
Something like that.
727.
Trump said that it's going to be both the Boeing 737 MAX 8 and the MAX 9. They'll be grounded upon landing at their destinations. He said that both pilots and airlines have been notified, and many places.
Like when they land right now, there's a plane full of people just like,
it's a tough mid-air announcement. Folks, this plane, yes, this plane has been grounded.
Well, and it's not, and to be specific, they're not like land wherever you can. It's just when you get to your destination, we're taking these out of commission for a while. And many places have taken to grounding these planes. They're not letting them fly over their airspace everywhere. Europe, China, South Korea,
is
India.
Is it Airbus Australia. Company? Who makes these?
Boeing.
Oh, Boeing.
737.
And we were sort of the last to go, the jury's still out. We don't know. And once Canada said, do whatever you want, America, but you're not flying over our airspace, we finally said, okay, fine. So just to get a little more information on this, because it is still new and it's still a little confusing, here's what aviation analyst Kyle Bailey had to say about the possible systems errors. And he said this on Fox.
It's looking like on this airplane, again, this is just speculation, it's very early. I think the communication between the sensors and the airspeed indicator, which is the pitot tube, and the angle of attack indicator, which basically tells you the climb angle when you're taking off, to prevent a stall, they're communicating. So if the backup system senses an imminent stall, which is the airplane literally will lose lift and part of it will fall out of the sky, a wing will drop and could crash, it will actually do what's called it will push the nose over to increase airspeed. So if that happened, these pilots could have been struggling to pull back on the controls, but you're very low and you have terrain below you.
What about...
And build that wall. Every pundit on everything, even if they're talking about air safety, on MSNBC, he's got to end it with the impeach Trump. Yep. Thank you. Any more questions about commercial air travel, I'll be right for you.
Yeah. So if you could hear over all the nerd chanting, he's basically saying that the systems may have just told the plane it was about to go down and made all these corrections, and the pilot's trying to sort of fight with the plane as it's dealing with that.
Well, we're all sort of in that spot in history where we're going, well, what if our smartphone is listening to us?
It is.
Or what if our car, what if someone else is telling our self-driving car where to go
without us?
But these planes are getting pretty smart.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of computers running these planes, and a lot of fly-by-wire, as they say. What if some horrible Chinese hackers or something are telling airplanes what to do?
That's what Trump said, right? Wasn't his quote something like, these planes are getting more...
Too complex.
Too complex. More sophisticated, basically, than they need to be.
Well, to me, the sophistication in a car, in an airplane, it's all great as long as... we don't go faster than what we've realized what could happen, which of course we're always going to do from a technological standpoint. We're just going to go, but could somebody hack into the system of the plane and do something, whatever, or hold it hostage, fly it in a circle until you delivered $10 billion.
You're not far off.
Those days are coming. Die Hard 2.
Yeah.
That's the exact plot.
And my Navageddon.
It's
getting close.
That's very scary and very possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So good news for you, Adam. Your sloth in one area is really paying off.
Thank you.
All the rest, not so much.
So Brian encouraged you, some would say challenged you, to watch The Dark Knight. You have not watched it yet, correct?
That's correct.
Good! Don't!
What?
Because I have an even better offer for you. Warner Brothers
is it coming back in IMAX?
Announced that all three of Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight films will return to 5 IMAX theaters, starting right here in L.A. later this month.
Oh.
The first back-to-back screenings of Batman Begins, that's from 2005, Dark Knight 2008, and The Dark Knight Rises 2012, will take place March 30th at Hollywood's Universal Cinema AMC at City Walk. Christopher Nolan will join the audience for a little Q&A. And the trilogy will then head to New York, then San Francisco, Toronto, Indianapolis. All screenings will feature the footage of Nolan's LA Q&A. All 5 showings will screen on 70mm, which is Nolan's favorite high-resolution format.
You're in for a treat, man. You live relatively close to
City Walk.
Goes a lot closer to your old house, but still.
Could go to that. So which one should I see?
Dark Knight.
Yep.
You really should see all of them, but Dark Knight's the one.
Batman Begins. I would see that one. That's a good way to get your
toe in. They're all good.
Dark Knight will haunt you.
Dark Knight's a damn masterpiece.
Christopher Nolan takes the very brave stance as a writer, the very to pretend it's real.
Yes.
That's what I said.
It's not rocket science. When you write these things, when you write these big movies, step one, pretend it's real and go from there.
I agree.
And that's what's great about Batman Begins. Like, wow, if this was real, this is what a dude would do. It all makes sense. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. You're never sitting in the theater going, that could never happen.
It's the most plausible superhero movie ever made. Probably the only one.
Okay. I shall watch.
Take the boy.
Let me hit Geico real quick now. Oh, he's going to love it. He wants to see Pulp Fiction.
Oh, sweet.
Wow. I was thinking about the GIMP and how that's going to go. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance at Geico? Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket. It'll be the most rewarding thing you do today. At Geico, that's geico.com. All right, let's do one more, Gina Grant.
All right.
Oh, how do I even explain that to him?
He's going to want to be the GIMP for Halloween.
What's a GIMP?
He's also, he sees scary movies and he gets scared that night. So I don't know what the hell a GIMP's going to do to him. All right. Sorry.
Okay. Well, according to a new study, L.A. has the most aggressive drivers in the nation, and kind of by far. The Gas Buddy app has an opt-in feature that allows you to track your driving habits, and the company analyzed data tracking speeding, hard braking, and swift acceleration. Four of the top six are in California, so we have L.A.,
Can I say, is it this? Is this the deal? So, if you grow up in a house where there's a pantry and plenty of food and mom's making pot roast every other night and everything like that, you don't have this, there's not a sense of desperation when it comes to food. Yeah. Now, I didn't have food in my house and I was desperate. And so, on the rare occasion, I would show up to somebody, a friend of mine, her dad owned 55 McDonald's there was a tennis club and we could go there and they had a Sunday brunch and they had a waffle station and they had an omelet station. I'd go, give me 28 waffles. Give them all to me. And I'd go nuts because it was like, oh my God. I mean, never see this again.
Yup.
And I felt that way when I went to my friend's house and I'd open the pantry. It's like, you got instant pudding. Let's make pudding. And they'd be like, we're going to go in the backyard. I go, no, we got to make pudding before your parents come home. Desperate. Yeah. So when I drive, everyone who drives in LA, it's traffic, more traffic. And then it opens up.
And you go.
And when it opens up, it's like, I gotta make up.
Yep.
I'll never feel this again.
I gotta make up. And also, I'm late because I've been sitting here like a sardine for 45 minutes. And now I gotta go hard.
Yep. I think you're right.
Because like in Montana, you just go drive over there and you drive back. Yeah. You know, you don't have what time we go. We gotta go hard.
It's amazing. Like you go on the road. Yeah. You're doing shows everywhere.
Sure.
But when you go to these other towns and you realize how easy it is to get from point A to point B, you're absolutely right. You just kind of mosey over.
Yeah.
Right.
It takes 20 minutes. Mosey on over. But so here, man, you got to get while the getting's good.
Yeah, California, we have L.A., Sacramento, San Francisco, and San Diego. The other cities around the country that round out the top 10 are Philadelphia, Atlanta, Orlando, Florida, Detroit, Austin, Texas, and Vegas.
Vegas.
I imagine that's the tourist traffic. People driving from LA.
Oh, right. All right, let's bring her home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Oh, Dark Knight's sold out.
Oh, hell.
Castrol Edge, that's what I'm going to say. Stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge transforms with fluid titanium technology. Three times,
fool.
Stronger than leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown, so against the thinning of the oil. And they did a test, and it is written, and it is said, and it is done. It is Castrol Edge, formulated to exceed the toughest industry standards. All right, I got live shows all over the place. Pomona this weekend. We're doing a car thing there. You guys just go to adamcarolla.com for all that. And Indianapolis, the screening is coming up. Deadline is tonight. We've got a few more tickets to sell over Tug, and you can watch my stand-up special live. Also, the deplorables. That'll be in a few years. The Deplorables tour.
That's when the Expendables get old.
That's right. You can find them in Cincinnati. You can find them in Portland. Where in Michigan was it?
Columbus, Ohio. This Sunday, my hometown.
And you can go to get tickets at deplorablesshow.com. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it. That was fun. Enjoy Logano. You can check him out coming up on Fox this Sunday, Fontana Speedway, a very fast track. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Joey Logano, Michael Loftus, and Gina Grandball. Ryan Saint. Mahalo.
Come on, guy. You don't need to do that.
Stick around. Today's episode of Good Sports is coming right up on the Adam Carolla Show.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here. Adam Carolla over there. Make sure you're checking out the new Daves of Thunder, wherever you find your favorite podcasts, the Dave Damashek football program, also wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Meantime, Ace, March Madness is here. It's exciting. It's good times. It's, I think, with the exception maybe of, it's a weird thing, actually, when you think about it. The Super Bowl, everybody that you know watches it, although half the country doesn't watch it, which begs the question, what are those people doing with themselves on Super Sunday? That half the population, it's like your mother, Adam Carolla, it makes sense that she's not watching the Super Bowl.
Right.
But the half the population is sort of like her. It's weird to think about. But nobody watches college.
To be fair, she'd like to watch the Super Bowl, but Goodell called her and told her it weakens the brand.
Oh.
They just don't really want her watching.
That's especially bad for.
It hurts the brand a little bit.
Yeah, but she loves Maroon 5 so much. It seems mean-spirited.
You know, it's sort of like when Trump goes out to a song by, Mariah Carey or something, or you pick the Pink Floyd, or you pick Fleetwood Mac, and then Fleetwood Mac goes, we don't want you using our song. Kind of what Goodell did.
I got you. Okay, makes
like,
sense.
Don't get me
out wrong.
We like viewers, but certain kinds.
Yeah.
Other kinds weaken the brand.
Do you know the word demo, Mrs.
That's right.
Mrs. Adam or Mama Carolla?
Right.
Yeah, it's funny. College basketball remains popular. It's great once football season winds down. It greases the skids to spring. But really, the influx of viewership for this tournament is crazy every year, given the lack of knowledge that a lot of people who fill out those brackets seem to have. A couple things that come up as we approach this one. Rhode Island player Fats Russell.
Good.
Just wanted to let you know about a name that was out there looming for you to latch on to there.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings me to the subject of nicknaming yourself. It's a vexing issue that society has. It leads to Antonio Brown declaring that he wants everybody to call him Mr. Big Chest from now on.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Big Chest.
Did not know that.
Yeah, that's not good. Remember when Peyton Manning, right at the end of his career, it's like, oh, yeah, he's the sheriff. No one ever called him the sheriff for 15 years, but the sheriff. Oh yeah, he's the sheriff. That's a self-appointed nickname.
Gary,
who just
won the big UFC fight?
Not John Jones. You're talking about Kamaru Usman.
Kamaru Usman, Nigerian. He's a Nigerian nightmare.
No,
it's like
no.
Listen, you can't just put nightmare behind Nigerian just because you're from Nigeria. We have Christian Okoye, and there's been 9 other fighters that have gone by the Nigerian.
No, come now, up with something else. That's it.
And look at it. Look at it like a vanity plate. You live in California, and you want
that's exactly right. Great description. Great.
You want one that says Big Daddy on there, and it's like, sorry, somebody already has it. And you go, I want it too. And it's like, no. We already issued that plate.
That's exactly
right. You got to do another plate.
And that goes out to all you Boston sports fans. I'm sorry that you want to be called the City of Champions. That name is claimed. Also, Green Bay has named itself Titletown. All right, now come up with something else. Boston, you're so clever, you could figure something else out. It's a combo of laziness and narcissism. But yeah, but I'm Nigerian and I'm a nightmare. All right, well, guess what? Okoye took that one 25 years ago. Start fresh. Do something different.
Yes.
The African assassin. I don't
something.
Know. Anything. I don't care what you come up with.
Well, the other one's used. It's and claimed.
Justin
it's
Smollett. Copyright. Remember Justin Smollett from last month? He yeah. named himself the gay Tupac.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a weird one.
I'm sure Tupac is rolling over somewhere now.
Maybe if the boxer you're talking about names himself the gay Nigerian nightmare, you know, then... You yeah, know, that then it's more palatable.
That would be more, I'll certainly be able to separate the two from Christian Okoye.
So the tournament is here, and this leads to all those fun little rituals that you see from the guys who aren't playing, but they all have their superstitions sitting on the bench there. They all like fold their legs in certain ways and all that kind of stuff. You remember when they do all that? Did you, Ace, have superstitions? Like, oh, here's, by the way, I'll connect this to baseball. Justin Verlander, the ace pitcher, you know, for many moons now, who's he married to again? He's by the one
Kate Upton,
right?
Yeah.
So mazel tov on that. And in spite of, so he somehow landed Kate Upton and is one of the generation's best pitchers. Despite, do you know that he eats every day before he pitches 3 crunchy tacos, a Mexican pizza, and a cheesy gordita crunch from Taco Bell? Does this make you admire him more or less?
Well, first off, and I'll segue into Taco Bell. First thing, I don't want to be called Ace anymore. I want to be called the Gay Vanilla Ice.
Done.
Number two, speaking of white rappers, when I went to Eminem's place on the 7 Mile or wherever the hell he's...
Eight Mile.
I'm always rounding down. He made $53 million that year, so he was springing for lunch, and he sent his boy on a Taco Bell run.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
It's very much like the President of the United States does whenever college athletes come by.
That's right. Like, they're like,
well, I know what you want to eat. Like, we anything but this is all we ever eat.
Also, it's like, well, last time it's because we had the government shutdown. This time it's because of what?
By the way, you know what nobody ever points out about that? He gets them all set up. So he has the staff. They, like, build pyramids of Big Mac container things. That, by the way, that Big Mac doesn't taste as good after it sits out for an hour and a half like that. But the pyramid.
No. I used to have, when I was at McDonald's, that I'd throw them away. Like, they sat in the heating bin for an hour and a half.
Clemson in North Dakota State, that's what they were treated to.
You chuck them.
Cold Big Macs or whatever else. By the way, are you getting out? Has Taco Bell reached out to you? The promotion you've given them with not Taco Bell material, you know, deserves a little something.
They're not happy because they do that thing that, you know, like, I never call anyone here a team member. You guys are glorified goompers. You know what I mean? I don't, that's super condescending. Like, we don't feel that it shows our team members in a good light, like that kind of stuff, like the team members, the guys making the gorditas in the back there and sweating through his apron.
It doesn't work when you name people who are just serving you stuff from behind the counter. Like, I thought a barista.
No, Mike August was trying to pitch Taco Bell, like, hey, it's a tip of the cap from Corolla to your business. Like, we know he's making fun of us.
I love August being
like,
the
what do you mean making fun of? It's a tip of the cap. Tip of the cap. You guys should get together and collaborate. You know, put his name on the cup or something. And they're like, no, he's making fun of us.
What a dream that would have been for Mike August, not as much for you, because I'm sure his first pitch was not money-based. It was like, since I brought this to you, can I get lifetime free food from you guys? What a dream that would be for him.
I did have an executive from Taco Bell present me with a Taco Bell shirt.
Huh.
And like a gift bag. And I think even my own book signed to me. So I got that much.
Good for you. Yeah. So the tournament is upon us, Ace. It's very exciting. One last question for you, just off the top of your head, so we talk a little bit of hardcore sports. The greatest upset I think I've ever seen, besides the 1980 U.S. Hockey team beating the Soviet Union, was the Villanova. Remember that in 1985? Yeah. Were you watching that? Did you? Were you when
I
they beat
that.
Mighty Georgetown, Patrick Ewing, and all those guys? Mm-hmm. Greatest upset you've ever seen in your life? It could be sports. It could be the Oscars.
I don't put a lot of stock in the Oscars because that's just sort of random. That's not really somebody beating somebody else. That's somebody, some group voting on it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson,
that's a good one.
Which is huge. And you know, the great thing about that fight is it wasn't a freak punch that was landed. It was a series of punches.
And it's a splendid fight, too, by the way.
It's a great fight. And not only that, but at some point, Tyson lands one of his signature uppercuts, and it's big enough to take Buster Douglas down and would put most guys out for the count. I mean, it had everything in an upset that you'd won, and it was truly
so true,
an upset.
Right.
It wasn't a fluke. It was like, there's a thing where it's like, I don't bowl and I'm not very good, but I suppose one in a million times if I bowled a professional bowler and he was having a horrible game and I was somehow caught fire, I could beat him, but it wasn't that. This was a legitimate beatdown.
Tyson, was not. It wasn't 40-year-old Ali with a mustache getting whipped by Larry Holmes or anyone else.
Right.
Tyson was on the descent, but was not garbage himself. And that was like a Mitch the Blood Green kind of thing. Mitch Blood Green would get the better of him. And then, I got him with one. All right. So it's Tyson's going to survive again. That was the feeling there. Anywho, like I say, the big ones here now, March Madness, everybody, and Vivid Seats can help you be there. Online event ticket marketplace, giving fans of live sports, concerts, theater, and more experiences that last a lifetime, great prices, and an easy purchasing experience. Good sports listeners, listen up. Get 10% off your first purchase with the code MADMARCH. All seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. Winsurance, it's called. Offered automatically on playoff tickets. If a playoff game doesn't happen, series ends, or your team doesn't advance, you get a full refund plus the 10% promo code. For any future order, just go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Again, first-time customers can enter promo code MADMARCH for that 10% off. Good sports listeners, hope you're listening. Of course, you already know about the greatness of March Madness. The only thing that stinks about it is when your team goes out on Thursday and now you have tickets for Saturday, and what should we do with them? Well, Vivid Seats has you covered there. You can hand those off to whatever team just upset yours.
I wasn't familiar with that last fighter. Mitch Green, Jewish fella?
I think so. You'd have to ask Lynette, but I think so.
Mitch is...
Well, Green, that's,
yeah,
you know,
traditionally.
That's right. Yeah, Mo Green. I think he was Jewish, and when he was running that casino in Vegas, got
Mitch
shot
Green.
In the eye. Right.
Huh.
So Mitch, I think Mitch was
Jewish
his son.
Fella back in the 90s. You gotta look that one up.
wonder if any one of my people's ever had the
86.
Nickname.
86. Mm-hmm. Jewish fella fighting back in 86. I wonder if he had the Star David on his shorts.
Blood. Yeah, a lot. I mean, that's a popular nickname. Blood among my people.
Better Nigerian nightmare. Well, Mitch Green is a fairly Jewish name. Is all I'm saying.
I'm the gay Mitch Blood Green.
Thanks.
That's how I'd like you to know me from now on. All right, that's it for this episode of Good Sports. Off tomorrow. We'll be back next week with more hot sports talk for you. In the meantime, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, out.
Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Possibly sold out, but if you want to get tickets to this Sunday's screening of Not Talk About Material, go to our website, adamcarolla.com, and stay tuned for AP News.